You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
As part of their pledge to fund 13 new cancer drugs, the coalition government has given Pharmac at least $600 million. This is welcome news to the 330,000 patients that are currently on waiting lists for medications on Pharmac's options for investment list. I spoke to the chair of Patient Voice Aotearoa about the current state of Pharmac's process, funding, and what other reforms are needed on top of the recent funding. Patient Voice Aotearoa is a collective of patients, caregivers, whānau, advocates and charitable organisations that campaign for the rights of New Zealand patients. I began by asking about the state of Pharmac funding prior to the recent decision.
Yeah, look, we're in a pretty bad state. In fact, we're bottom of the OECD when it comes to the level of funding that we give our drug procurement agency, Pharmac. And as a result of that, we are also at the bottom when it comes to medicine access. So just to give some idea of the problem or the scale of the problem, Australia fund on a per head basis about $750 for each person who lives in Aussie. We spend around $300. In order to catch up to the OECD average, we'd be looking to boost Pharmac's budget by several billion. So that just gives you some idea of how big that gulf is between ourselves and other countries in the developed world that we like to compare ourselves to.
Right, so what is the criteria for Pharmac's decision-making process for funding medication?
Yeah, so look, they go through a process whereby anybody can make an application to Pharmac, and then from there's no time specified by which an application has to be approved or declined. And often that can mean that patients wait forever and a day, one, for a decision to be made, and then two, for a drug to be funded. Nobody ever knows how long that process can take. And we've got some really horrific examples in the New Zealand experience. So, for example, EpiPens that were recently funded, they took 17 years to be funded. There are drugs right now sitting there that have been on Pharmac's waiting list for over 10 years. And that's the other thing to note too that people aren't aware of. We're the only country in the developed world that has a waiting list for medicines. It's otherwise known as Pharmac's options for investment list. And so, you know, it should be to our eternal shame that continues to happen.
So what is the impact of the waiting list on current patients?
Well, it means that patients go without for, you know, a great deal of time, and nobody knows as to how much time that will be. So, you know, we really have to get a move on and look at getting rid of the waiting list so that patients can have certainty moving forward as to when they can access medicine.
Right, so you've discussed like issues that currently exist. So what is the funding package? How much of a dent does this put in the current issues?
Well, it's significant in that this is the largest funding increase Pharmac's ever had for baseline funding. And also it's the biggest number of cancer medicines that have been funded at any one time. So 26 cancer medicines to be precise. Will be funded as a result of the $604 million uplift. But not only that, there are another 28 medicines that will be funded for a number of other indications and illnesses. So, you know, it is good news. It's a really good start, but we have to keep going in order to bridge that gap between ourselves and other developed countries.
Right, so in order to bridge that gap, what else is required apart from just this increase in funding?
Yeah, so funding's probably the major part of it. We have to keep going, and we have to keep giving Pharmac the money that it needs so that we can inch our way towards the OECD average. But on top of that, we also need to see a reform of Pharmac, and we hosted a medicine summit earlier in the year at Parliament. There were a number of key issues identified. For example, the lack of patient involvement in the decision-making process, but also the way that Pharmac makes its budget bid to argue for more money. So we've often said that they don't do a very good job in convincing the public and the politicians that if you fund a medicine, there are savings elsewhere. And also we need to see Pharmac come up with a strategic plan around what it is that they want for medicine so that it gives industry an idea of, you know, the areas of greatest need and also ways in which we can benchmark ourselves so we keep track of how we're going.
Right, so you mentioned that there's a lack of
patient voice in the funding of medicines. What do you think the aggregate impact is on the way pharmac is run and also the way funding decisions are made?
Yeah, so around the decisions that are made, at the moment pharmacs have a consumer advisory committee, and you know, they're really passionate people who try and do the best job that they can, and it's not a criticism of them, but to be honest with you, they're probably too far in between throughout the entire process. We would ultimately like to see there be patient representation at the board level, and for that to filter its way through the entire pharmac system and decision-making process. I think the other issue there is around the culture of pharmac, and certainly that's been highlighted in recent times, especially around the behaviour of the CE, Sarah Fitt. You know, there are a number of patient advocates and patients alike who would all like to see Sarah be replaced or resign. And that way, you know, the public can have confidence moving forward that pharmac is actually doing the right thing and doing the best that they can by patients.
I noticed that there's a terminally ill cancer patients have signed to get rid of the current CEO. Could you just explain a little bit more why that is?
Yes, so what happened was there were a number of OIA requests made about some of the correspondence that was happening internally and some of the emails that were being written about, you know, different issues by Sarah Fitt. And one of those emails that came about was in reference to an article whereby cancer patients were being let down and were dying as a result of relying on the public health system. In response to that, Sarah had shared that article with her staff, but her opening remarks or her response to that article was just sigh, S-I-G-H. And that was a pretty dismissive comment to be making about dying cancer patients. As a result, some cancer patients came together, they wrote an open letter, and they called for her to either be sacked or for her to resign.
Right, so just circling back a bit, what do you think are more specific reforms that need to be made in order to improve the culture at pharmac?
Yeah, I think you have to start from the top, and so we would still like to see the chief executive be replaced. And I also think we just need to focus at that top level within the senior leadership team to say, you know, some of the past behaviour is not acceptable. We expect them to have patients at the forefront of their minds. Unfortunately, the culture in pharmac is really driven by penny pinching. How much money can we save? And yes, it's important that we're really vigilant about how the taxpayer dollar is spent, but pharmac is there to purchase medicines, which ultimately should benefit patients. And so I think the balance has gone too far in favour of saving money as opposed to getting the best health outcomes for the New Zealand population.
Is there anything else that you would like to say, just maybe in summary?
No, just to say that, you know, yesterday's news was really good news. It's a good start. We still have a long way to go. But, you know, cancer patients are really grateful for the funding increase that's been given. And I think what needs to happen now is for us to keep a focus on pharmac so that these drugs are funded quickly and so patients don't go without for longer.
That was the chair of Patient Voice Aotearoa, Malcolm Mulholland, on the recent funding for pharmac cancer medication.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.